From niche tech to key economic instruments, how stable coins are rapidly reshaping Africa's money sovereignty. Gillian Darko, Chief of Staff and Director of Strategy at Yellow Card. The recent 2025 Africa CEO Forum marked a turning point in digital finance discussions, as business and policy leaders highlighted the growing role of stable coins and digital assets in shaping monetary sovereignty, cross-border trade and financial inclusion across the continent. This is according to Gillian Darko, Chief of Staff and Director of Strategy at Yellow Card, who notes that while discussions at last year's Africa CEO Forum largely revolved around the speculative potential of blockchain, this year's event marked a decisive shift from theoretical discourse to strategy-driven implementation. In previous years, conversations focused on blockchain's possibilities, but in 2025, the emphasis was on practical applications, particularly in the realms of stable coins and AI, she says, adding that one standout session in particular, themed AI-powered African governments, future vision or pipe dream, underscored this transformation. The discussion revealed that financial innovation, including digital currencies, is increasingly viewed as foundational to governance and public service delivery. This perspective was reinforced by Ghana's Minister of Communication, Samuel Nartey George, who emphasized that the future of governance must incorporate digital currencies and AI to enhance transparency and efficiency. A tangible reality. Darko says that these sentiments resonated across the forum, reinforcing how digital tools have evolved from niche, frontier technologies to central economic instruments, underscoring the fact that stable coins is not just a theoretical concept, but is already a tangible reality in countries like Nigeria and Ghana and other emerging markets in Africa. A notable evolution among African governments has been the significant strides in digital asset regulation. The Bank of Ghana announced that it will commence regulation of stable coins and digital assets by September 2025, following the draft guidelines issued in August 2024. The finalized framework will introduce licensing requirements, anti-money laundering compliance and joint oversight with the Securities and Exchange Commission. This shift reflects a broader trend across Africa, where nations like Ghana and Rwanda are being recognized for their investments in digital infrastructure and policy frameworks. This highlighted that cross-border digital alignments, including AI and digital assets, must be a priority, not a luxury, if African governments want sovereign control over future economic levers, says Darko. The growing consensus is clear. Regulations should support innovation, not stifle it. Ghana's approach aligns with this sentiment, ensuring that digital finance remains a tool for transparency, efficiency, and economic empowerment rather than an unregulated frontier. Foundational pillar of sovereignty. Given the increased focus on the adoption and regulation of digital assets, stablecoins are quietly emerging as a foundational pillar of sovereignty in Africa. At first glance, stablecoins might seem unrelated to supply chain resilience, but Africa's sovereignty will depend on how it manages its infrastructure, including payments. By enabling African companies to transact without relying on volatile local currencies or US dollar dependencies, stablecoins offer a practical solution that aligns seamlessly with Africa's ambitions for seamless intracontinental payments, says Darko. Throughout the forum, I observed synergies, ways in which this technology could be integrated into broader economic frameworks. The key takeaway remains that Africa must build infrastructure that works for its own unique challenges, rather than adopting external models that don't fit its realities. She notes that, across multiple industries, new thinking continues to emerge on how digital assets can be integrated into practical solutions, reinforcing Africa's financial sovereignty and cross-border efficiency. As these discussions evolve, the question remains: how can different sectors leverage this technology to build resilient, inclusive financial ecosystems? Cater to Africa's tech-savvy youth. The next phase in this ecosystem must cater to the growing tech-savvy youth population in Africa, which is building massive businesses and driving economic expansion. Data published by the International Monetary Fund shows that by 2050, one in four people globally will be African, with consumer expenditure projected to reach billions. This demographic shift demands a financial ecosystem that keeps pace with their ambitions, says Darko. As a result, regulation will advance, infrastructure will improve, and digital financial solutions must evolve to support Africa's next economic leap. The foundation has been laid. Now it is about scaling it to match the aspirations of a rapidly growing, digitally sophisticated population. Africa is shaping global trends, particularly with stable coins, which have tangible impacts today. Stable coins, AI and digital infrastructure must work together, creating a unified blueprint that drives Africa's financial sovereignty and economic growth. The momentum is undeniable as Africa is moving at an unprecedented pace, and witnessing this transformation firsthand is both exciting and inspiring, Darko concludes. Ends. Author at Gillian Darko, Yellow Card Plus Posts Bio. This author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.